much more here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A bloody rampage in Texas. Police say a suspect's in custody after a day-long series of attacks that killed six people in several different homes. CBS Austin's Abigail Velez.
We're told he's in his 30s and he's facing capital murder charges. We're told he had connections to the house in San Antonio, but we're not sure what that relationship was. According to authorities, the man who has not been identified left the crime scene in San Antonio and headed north to Austin, where he's suspected of killing four more people, including a couple at the scene of a reported burglary.
Police say two officers and a bicycle rider were injured, the suspect arrested after he crashed his car. President Biden says he may have been content with a single term in office, but Donald Trump forced his hand. Speaking at a fundraiser near Boston, he said he needs to prevent the former president from getting elected again. Biden explaining in a follow-up from a reporter at the White House.
Would you be running for president if Trump wasn't running?
I expect so, but look, he is running and I have to run.
Donald Trump will once again skip a Republican presidential debate. Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy will be there for the fourth GOP face-off in Alabama tonight on News Nation. WSB talk radio host Eric Erickson.
DeSantis has not really gotten any momentum in the race as Haley is gaining momentum. So how does DeSantis kind of deflect that? At the same time, Haley is going to be fired at by Vivek Ramaswamy, absolutely, on the campaign stage.
Israeli ground troops are deep inside the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis today, where the IDF says they're engaged in the heaviest combat of the war so far. Spokesman Daniel Hagari says it's about freeing captives.
This is an urgent call for action. The international community must take action. The Red Cross must have access to the hostages that are in the hands of Hamas.
The UN calls the humanitarian situation in Khan Yunis apocalyptic. Here in the U.S., the agreement to end the actors' strike sticks.
Their union says actors have voted to ratify a three-year contract deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike. 78% approval from the members of SAG-AFTRA was no certainty, with some prominent members voicing dissent on the deal. The union's sticking points included pay, pension and health contributions, and AI protections. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Time Magazine has just announced its Person of the Year.
It's me.
Yep, it's Taylor Swift. She's no problem. Time calls her an extraordinary storyteller. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The bill to keep up American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee until at least 2050 is now law. The deal spends a little more than $350 million from the state and another $135 million from Milwaukee and Milwaukee County on renovations and upkeep for the next 27 years. The Brewers are also kicking in $100 million more. The Wisconsin Senate's top Republican says passing the historic bill boosting revenue sharing with local governments was the legislative highlight of 2023.
We worked really hard with the governor and the city and county of Milwaukee and the shared revenue bill to make sure that it was something that the governor would sign and that we could get buy-in from Democrats.
Majority Leader Devin Lemahue speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. The Antigo Holiday Christmas Parade and Chili Cook-Off is today. The festivities start at 4:30, with 5th Avenue closing down for vehicles between Superior and Lincoln Streets. The chili tasting starts at 5:30, and the parade begins at 6:30. If you're looking for ways to help this holiday season, head over to the Antigo Police Department Facebook page. They're running their Crusade for Kids and have a list of gifts to make the holidays merry for children in the area. Tomorrow, December 7th, the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council and the Fleet Reserve Association, Branch 238, will remember and honor a date which will live in infamy. A ceremony in honor of remembering Pearl Harbor Day will be held at VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids at 10 a.m. The ceremony is open to the public and will be followed by food, drink, and fellowship. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 this afternoon, under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy, tonight 28, tomorrow high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And our head of everything else, all of you.
That's right.
Don't know
people
if anybody,
running the show.
You guys should check your email. You probably got an update that you are now in charge of everything. We appreciate you all joining us. Got some entertainment news to kick off this hour in a little bit. We're going to get into four things you can do to make your morning to be a little bit happier.
All right.
Got that coming up. I don't want to get into the most hated holiday candies.
Hated Halloween. Holiday candies.
That's why. It's because it's only the Halloween candy cane. Not candy cane. What are those things? Candy corn,
which are good for all seasons.
Not good at all.
Yes, for all seasons.
Except for in those muffins or cupcakes that Diane made us. Those are good.
Those were good, yes. Totally. That was different. We get into entertainment news, and so the Taylor Swift thing is continuing, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. And her star, her status, her bank account, getting higher and higher. And it's so Forbes came out with their list of the most powerful women in the world. They do this every year around this time. And Forbes magazine published its list of the world's most powerful women. And Taylor is at number 5.
Ooh.
Hey.
The only people ahead of her, and we'll just get into the list here, actually. I mean, we need to get into like some of this stuff here. But the only people ahead of her are the president of the European Commission, the president of the European Central Bank, the prime minister of Italy, Vice President Kamala Harris, and then Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Wow.
Some other big names on the list. Melinda Gates is at number 10 for those who don't know, one of the biggest philanthropists in the world. Mm-hmm. Melinda Gates, I mean, you talk about somebody who's putting their bank account everywhere. Mm-hmm. That woman has been doing that.
Got to do something with all that money she got for Bill. that she totally deserved, by the way.
Look at this. At 10 and 13, the same story applies to Mackenzie Scott, who was formerly with Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
And divorced him.
Mm-hmm.
These women have taken this money and done some amazingly great things with this. Like as we're speaking, they are. Where their ex-husbands are trying to get to, not even to the space, but to like just the outer crust of the earth. So they can technically say they're spacemen.
Yeah.
Woo! They have taken, the story of the person that buys the guy who's overcompensating, it's buys a sports car, the certain type of vehicle. Mm-hmm. Like, talk about taking that to a whole other level.
A whole different
level of things. Oprah Winfrey shows up at 31, Beyonce at 36, Rihanna at 74, and Barbie at 100.
What?
Barbie?
Barbie's not a living person.
They don't go into if it's the Hasbro, if it's the company that owns Barbie. They just say Barbie. They just say I don't know.
I kind of get what they were going with that because of the movie and everything. But
yeah, but it's Forbes.
But it's not a person.
You would think
it's Forbes. I mean, Forbes is supposed to have some kind of like. I get what you're saying,
yeah.
Seth. But
maybe Forbes knows something we don't know.
There is a Barbie
is actually a person,
and she controls the world.
How wild that would be! Like we find out there's
what?
Actually a Barbie
number 31.
Yeah,
100.
100. Interesting list.
Manipulates everyone else.
Well, Taylor's got to be the youngest one on there, though.
That's
she's only 33.
That I think is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. even compared to a Beyonce or Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
I think this list is wonderful. I also think it should be sent to every young girl out there and let them see this list and let them see that there are
own a bank. Become vice president, or be a music star.
Yeah, right.
Or a talk show host.
Or the ex-wife of a... No.
Yeah. Wait, is that something you should really be trying for? I don't know.
I think that there is some encouragement and also some insight to this. And Melissa touched on it perfectly there, too, is that, you know, OK, what I want from my daughters is them to see this list and not only be encouraged by it, but also, hey, wait a minute and see what Melissa was just talking about. I was like, well, let's get some other representation in that list. Let's get some people in this list that are up there for this reason or that reason or anything like that. And there is no downside to empowering women. There is no downside to that. No. And if anything, we owe it to them because we've been part of pushing it back for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and if nothing else, for like statistics, there are slightly more women on the planet than there are men, and that means, you know, statistically, they should be in half of the positions of power in the world. I mean, just simple math, you know.
Seth.
I know, but still, I'm trying to make it simple for everybody. Well, I'm not saying it is.
So lovely.
I know it's not like that, but, you know, I'm trying to break it down, most basic level.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
The new Willy Wonka movie is coming out in the next couple of weeks, and it's got a couple of big stars in it. Of course, stars Timothy Chalamet, one of my favorite actors in the game today.
That hasn't come out yet?
No.
Didn't we talk about this forever ago?
It does feel like it. This is one of those ones where, a little similar to what Phil was saying about they can't wait to get on the stage, they really should have released this like a week or they should have at least they shouldn't have started to pub it so soon.
Yeah.
I think it's got a good date, December 15th, but I think they didn't do themselves any favors. A movie like this, you don't have to overhype. You let it sell itself in many ways.
Yeah.
You make all your deals because you make your deals with the candy companies and all that stuff and everything. Certainly marketing wise, you do what you can. But as far as like selling the movie, the trailers and all of that, they hit on this way too early. I don't think they did themselves any favors with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not helping this part of it either. You casted Hugh Grant, and I think Hugh Grant is a fantastic actor, wonderful actor. He, as a person, as he's had some off the field issues. Most of us grew up, you know, remembering that and everything.
Famous. Yeah.
Boy, in this day and age, if that had happened to Hugh Grant, it would just be like a passing story.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
His career wouldn't have stalled for a second.
Right.
And it wasn't even that long ago that happened, which is a little wild.
Yeah.
But older Hugh Grant, don't give a dang. Like Hugh Grant in interviews, he was on the red carpet of the last movie he was promoting, trashing it. Like. They didn't know this when they cast him. They filmed this movie years ago, or at least a year or two ago, and everything. So I give them that benefit. But I wouldn't be allowing. I wouldn't be not so much allowing him. I wouldn't be inviting him to the red carpet events. Hugh Grant hated the experience of playing an Oompa Loompa named Lofty in Wonka. He says the cameras he had to wear for CGI motion capture were very uncomfortable and felt like a crown of thorns. Quote, I made a big fuss about it, and frankly, what I did with my body was terrible, and it's all been replaced with an animator. So he's not been taking care of himself, and they just kind of like fixed that. When Hugh saw the final product, he didn't think it was all worth it. In fact, the dancing that should be fun wasn't even with him. It was an animator. Wonka hits theaters December 15th. Your job as an actor is to sell this movie. You get paid a lot of money to play pretend.
Yeah.
Now, I take acting more seriously than any human being ever should. And I believe it's a craft and an art and all these things. At the end of the day, you are playing pretend. It is no different than professional sports where you were playing a kid's game for money.
Like, right.
Obviously, the stakes and all the standards and millions of dollars put into it changed that.
Right.
But you have a job to do. If you don't, like, if you think you are bigger than the game, I'd like to introduce you to Russell Crowe. I'd like to introduce you to Kevin Costner. I'd like to other people who thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And then their careers died, and they were just begging anybody to give them a gig.
Right.
That's where Hugh Grant was. And then he's come back. His career has bounced back. And he seems to be like just shooting himself in the foot. He can't help himself or something.
Okay, couple of things. First of all, you signed up for the movie, dude.
Yeah.
You probably had an idea.
You agreed to it.
Yeah, of what this was going to be. What movie doesn't have that?
I mean, if you knew
that?
You were going to be an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, you're not that short, you know.
Number one.
Number one.
You have to be. Your skin has to be a different color, so you know that's going to be uncomfortable.
You know there's going to be CGI. You know there's going to be all these things. The thing that really got me, though, He just he likened himself to Christ.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. A crown of thorns? Yeah, seriously, Hugh?
His comparison is a crown of thorns.
Man, I feel so bad for
this
you.
This time
paid
of
millions
year.
Of dollars.
This time of year to make that metaphor too, or that reference too. That's not a smart move on his part.
It might have been a little uncomfortable. I get that, but seriously, dude, you're being paid millions of dollars for this.
Deal with the uncomfort. You're an actor. You get to act for a living, man. Like the perspective of some of these people, like the Joaquin Phoenixes and these guys and these people that are, it's as if they didn't come from working class families, like Hugh Grant and Joaquin Phoenix and so many, not Joaquin Phoenix, but so many did and everything. Mm-hmm. Like they forget the roots or something. What you get to do for a living, like if you were paid minimum wage to act, that might be too much. That conversation is very different considering what producers and what these movie companies, studios make, and Netflix and Hulu and those companies make and everything. It's no different than sports with an NFL franchise and why athletes are paid what they are. Well, look at what the owners are making. Mm-hmm. That is only deserving. But at the end of the day,
you're one of the privileged few that can do this, and get paid for the way you do.
And this speaks of such narcissism and ego. It's my whole issue with Kevin Costner. It's stuff that like he would say that's exactly like this. Mm-hmm. It's no perspective. There are millions of actors waiting for your job. Mm-hmm. They will take it if you don't appreciate it. That's one thing. You have no respect to the game and the other actors before you. There's a slight difference between you and them, and it's a break. And that's it. It's not talent. It's not looks. It's a break. The other part of this, too, is all the other people that worked on this.
Yeah.
And that worked on those motion capture people that worked so hard behind the scenes, and nobody's ever going to know their name and everything.
Yep.
The time that they're not paid millions to do this stuff. Most of those people are paid minimum wage and not even in a part of a union.
Sometimes less.
Yes.
Than minimum wage. Yes.
I know
just
a lot of those people.
They do it for the love of the craft.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I can't tell you how many costume people I've worked with. That they're right there and they're staying out. I can only stay 5 more minutes. I got to get to my job.
Real job.
It
helps me live. Yeah, right.
And you're sitting
wait
there,
tables.
You're sitting there whining about a couple of hours for like a week or two of again. That's all it took him, like 2 weeks to film this, by the way, too. So it wasn't. We're not even talking like months and months of like Jim Carrey complaining a little bit about the Grinch outfit. I get that a little. Like every day for 7-8 hours, he was in that set for like months doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
But even Jim Carrey didn't whine or compare himself to Jesus.
Come on. And a little perspective here.
All of this before the movie has even hit theaters.
Yeah. I'm
like, you're hurting the whole movie. You're hurting the rest of the cast. I don't say this lightly. I hope that he doesn't work as much going forward so he is reminded of how lucky he is to have this job.
Position, yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
That could be a part of it, too, when you get a lot of...
I mean, he's 63. He's had a very long career. Mm-hmm. And I think that part of it, too, they with being in film and acting for that their entire lives, basically, you'd think they'd have to have lost perspective.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They're such huge stars. People bow down practically when they walk in the room.
Hard to stay grounded.
It would be.
But it can be done. You can stay grounded. There's thousands of actors that do it, but you're so right about that too, Melissa. That I imagine that I've never been in that position, so I don't want to pretend like I know what it's like.
No.
I think you'd
have to go out of your way to try to stay grounded, obviously. Because you know, like Harry Potter guy who wears the same outfit
Daniel
every time he goes
Daniel
out
Radcliffe,
in public just to avoid, you know, the paparazzi and to try to stay in his lane and do his thing. I don't know. It's possible, but obviously it didn't happen for Hugh.
No.
Emily Blunt is one of the better, more well-known actors around the world as an English actress. She's very popular in the United Kingdom, and like a lot of UK actors, their star spreads a little bit farther than some American actors outside of maybe your George Clooney's and Tom Hanks's and stuff. So Emily Blunt is a household name throughout most of the world, and she still deals with upset fans of The Office. Who think John Krasinski should be with Jenna Fischer in real life.
What?
Oh my.
That's weird.
This show ended in 2013 and people are still bugging poor Emily Blunt about Jim and Pam.
A decade.
She says, quote, "Whenever I walk beside him, people still shout, 'I wish you were Pam,' and ask, 'Where's Pam?'"
Oh
my God.
That's not nice.
Emily adds that she and John adore Jenna, and she's one of their closest friends. She and John has been married since 2010. They have two children. They are one of those few celebrity couples that look like they really, really are happy together and really love each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Jenna has also been married since 2010, and she and her husband also have two kids. Jenna was actually married to James Gunn for a while.
Oh,
I thought that part was so. It'd be more interesting if I actually think it'd be funnier if her and James Gunn were still married and people were saying to James Gunn, "You should be Jim."
Yeah.
You should be Jim. Why does that not happen to him though? That never happens to John Krasinski. Nobody ever said. I'm sorry. The reverse of it. Nobody says to Jenna's husband, "You know, you should be Jim."
Yeah. I don't know.
Just lame.
It's kind of lame. Come on now.
Just lame.
And it's been decades since the show was, done.
People get so caught up in the characters, though. You know, they don't look at the actors separate from those characters that they love so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, and part of how you get people to come see your movie is them caring about you off the field.
Right.
Them learning a little bit about you in interviews or things, and then all of a sudden they care. And maybe they don't know anything about this movie, but hey, that person I just saw in the interview, I want to go see that.
Exactly, yep. The whole movie star thing.
Yep. It's quite a balance to be able to walk. To be able to be the person that can keep everything close to the chest while also sharing. Mm-hmm. We know a little bit about that around here. Take a break. We'll come back with four things you can do in the morning to be a little bit happier. On the Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The holidays are stressful enough without the unpredictable weather. Stop into the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids and get lost in room-to-room gift ideas. No clue what to buy? No problem. Grab a gift card. Come shop stress-free and maybe find something for you, too.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 this afternoon, under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy, tonight 28, tomorrow high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Broadcasting live and direct from Wisconsin Rapids, not Allentown.
Well, we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down. Out in Bethlehem, they're killing time, filling our forms, standing in line. Well, our fathers fought the Second World War.
It's easily one of his best songs, I think.
It's like, a very good story song.
Written-wise and everything. Great storyteller, Billy Joel. Melissa, Seth and James here with you, and we're going to help you be happier.
Whoop, whoop.
Finally.
Get happy. Do it. It's
Wow. So aggressive, guys.
I thought that might be encouraging. I thought you might be.
No.
Came across a little more edgy than I meant it to
be. You should work for Peloton.
Yeah. Apparently. Yes. I'm leaving, everybody. I'm going off to Peloton. I'm going to go ride a bike for a living. If you've ever needed a pick-me-up, here are four things you can do every morning to be a little bit happier all day. Get screens out of your room. When you reach for your phone or TV remote first thing in the morning, you're letting your outside world dictate your mood.
Mm, interesting.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I give myself 10 minutes. 10 minutes before I look at the news, before I just started doing this recently. So I've been mentioning my pop a bit lately. One of the things Pop would do is sit there with his coffee and look out at Lake Camelot for like the first 10, 15 minutes of his day. And just hanging out and just like he talked to Nan, talked to me a little bit and stuff. And then he grabbed the paper and you couldn't talk to him for the next half an hour while he was reading the news.
A All right.
Doing this job, I kind of picked up a little of that, and I wanted to always be up to date on things. So the first thing I do in the morning is I pull up my laptop or my phone, whatever I have around, and I'm checking CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, and the Washington Post, and New York Times, and all these things, looking at headlines and reading as much as I can on these things. That's how I started every day for the last 6-7 years or so. In the last couple of weeks, I've been trying something different.
Okay.
First 10 minutes, not looking at anything. Not looking at anything. I was late this morning. So I gotta figure out my timing a little bit with this because I'm still doing the news thing.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting 10 minutes before I do. And I have to admit to you guys, and this is just me by myself alone. I don't have to tell nobody noticing this, but I was going crazy. Doing that, I was
in
like
10 minutes.
Yeah, it's driving me nuts doing it and stuff because I wasn't keeping up my routine. But today it was a lot easier.
Oh,
and I bet tomorrow it's going to be a little bit easier.
Yeah,
and the next day and stuff.
Yeah.
I think this is a really good idea. I don't know how many people how accessible this is for some because we only have so much time in the morning before our day gets going.
Sure.
Mm.
And I don't begrudge people social media. If social media makes you smile or it takes your mind off of things or whatever, that's fine. That's a great release in life. There's nothing wrong with that. It's, you know, understanding yourself and understanding the effect social media has on you.
Yeah.
How do you start before and how are you after?
Right.
Yeah.
And keeping an idea on that, engaging that kind of thing.
Good points.
Anything from you guys on that one? I didn't mean to take over the whole thing there. Sorry.
Well, no, that's great,
I end
though.
Up having to look
and
at my phone
right
away to shut off my alarm because my you know, alarm clock is on my phone.
Same.
Yep.
So then I have a tendency to like, okay, I don't want to get out of bed yet. I'm just going to... But some days, and actually I've been doing this more often too, is just I turn on my audiobook right away.
Ooh, nice.
And not a bad idea.
That is like, okay, now this is motivation to get up and get moving. I can listen to my book while I'm doing making my coffee and breakfast and getting Kevin fed, you know, all the things. Get going. Not you, Kevin. My cat, Kevin.
Well, you know, Melissa, I kind of do something similar when I, you know, I get up and I immediately listen to thrash metal.
Yeah,
and that really gets me going. No, I'm kidding.
That's really, really good way to get going.
That was true.
I'm imagining
I'm
it.
Picture
Are you
that.
Imagine? Yeah,
yes.
Me too. It's just
headbanging in the morning.
But I love
it. And then he gets his cough in the first summer.
Just lets out the big.
Yep. And then he's ready to go.
Complete normal Seth, except for that throat in there.
Yeah,
just
that's it.
Just
ten,
like
for 10 minutes.
For like 10 minutes in there.
I'm whack, man. Oh. It's just crazy.
Wow.
I'm whack, man. How am I supposed to fill another half an hour of show? I can't talk.
Well, I just ruined my voice doing that scream. So
that was great. So I think that's a good place.
Hurting my coworkers here. I'm sorry.
Your masterful plan of it just being you has worked. Melissa and I are
now
James
I'm
and I
star.
Are out for the rest of the day.
That's not a bad start. Trying something like that, I think, isn't a bad idea. And it doesn't have to be any set amount of time. I've thrown out 10 minutes. You know, I just chose that randomly. I don't think that there's any necessarily set thing.
Right.
I want 3 hours.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You have to get up at like midnight, right?
Right.
Shush. Don't ruin my plans.
Talk to yourself. It doesn't have to be out loud or anything, but talking to yourself and hyping yourself up can set you up for success. Like if you have to have a big presentation at work that day, you could tell yourself, you've done this before, you're going to be great.
So talk to yourself differently than you normally do.
Right.
It's like the mumbling that I do. Yeah,
because there's, I don't know about you guys, but there's a constant monologue in the head as well as the soundtrack.
Yes,
you know, but there's both all the time.
That's nice that the music's playing with it.
No,
No, it's not.
It's because it's the second soprano part to Jolly Old St. Nicholas.
Right. It's never a song
which makes no sense. Jolly Old St. Nicholas, lean your ear. It sounds like it's off tune.
Don't sing it without other people. Then.
Well, the other people are in my head too, but.
She can hear them.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of people in your head.
I I think that that's an incredibly important point to bring up, because we are our own worst enemy 90% of the time. Right. Like we tend to do that. It is important that's and we listen to, we have no problem listening to that voice. So why not spin that?
Change the narrative.
Yes. You are in charge, not your brain. we forget
our
this
brains
all the time.
Are, they're sabotaging us.
Yeah, in some ways.
Darn brains.
I could not recommend this enough, talking to yourself. I think it's a
you need to add a positive in there. Yeah. Talking to yourself
positively.
Yes. Yeah, let's throw that out there.
there can be no better ally than yourself.
Yeah.
And believing in yourself. Mm-hmm. That's incredibly important in life. And
talk to yourself like you would to your best friend.
Yeah, yeah. And you deserve that. Every person out there deserves that.
And as corny as it sounds, it works. Yeah. It really does.
And I've got at least three or four examples in my life of that working. Yep. And I'm the last person I would think that would work on.
Right.
But yeah, it has. Be thankful. In research trials, people who journaled about the things that they're thankful for during the week scored much higher on measures of happiness than people who wrote down things they'd been irritated by.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Focus on the positive.
Yeah, yeah. Beth does that a lot, actually.
Yeah,
she does a lot of gratitude journaling, yeah.
When you want good things in your life, you need to focus on the good things.
Mm-hmm. You get what you put in. And I believe that one of the best friends you can have the older you get is perspective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, our moms used to say to us, there's always somebody that's got it worse. And they were right.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a kind of a low-hanging example of
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
I don't think you need to compare yourself to others to feel better. I think that sends you down a whole other route. But just as a random thing, I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, we know where you're going with that, yeah.
Yeah, I think, to some degrees, yes. Because there's always the... What you're going through matters.
Mm-hmm.
You need validation in, you know, this is hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So this other person has it way worse, but that doesn't make what I'm going through any more or less important.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up because it's easy to do like what James was saying. It's easy to downplay your own, you know, your own feelings about like, oh, boy, you know, yeah, I've got it pretty bad, but look at, you know, this person over there. But at the same time, you know, we all have our crosses to bear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those things where we have to find out, you know, how do we work through our own issues as we're going along? So
did you just hit Hugh Grant there?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, because it's Jesus said that, actually. That's one of his
it's a little different.
Quotes, okay. Yeah. So.
Just
nice,
checking.
It was a
just
nice callback.
Checking.
It was a nice callback. So they say, find some ways to express some gratitude in the morning because it can be enough to put you in a better mindset for the whole day.
Makes sense. Totally.
You can go to Huffington Post to find out more about this one. They had an article on this, and they also piggybacked off of another article that they will send you there.
Oh, cool.
But interesting art. And this stuff, I don't think that even if only one of these things works for you or you have to tinker with it and apply it to your life, that's the essence of this
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it word for word. Apply it to your life and how it works for you.
And they're relatively simple. That's the nice thing too. It's not like very complicated. It's a great resolution. There you go. You're looking for a New Year's resolution. There you go.
That's an easy one.
We broke this news last hour. Just for those that might not have heard, Norman Lear, incredible, important mind and brain and creative in the TV universe, has passed away at the age of 101. Norman Lear's legacy, career, insanely complex,
impactful,
all over.
Oh man.
Archie Bunker, Fred Sanford, Maude Finley, George Jefferson. I mean, the characters that this man created, the stuff that he did, is if he did it today, in this day and age, it would be mind-blowing and awesome and incredible, let alone when he did this stuff at a time when people were not telling him he had to do it. Studios weren't looking for these things. In fact, they didn't want him doing
these things. Exactly. That's where I was going to go. Yeah, there was a lot of pushback against doing anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Lear fought for us. Norman Lear fought for the everyday people. He fought for this stuff to be represented on television, and thank God he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the greats. We will get out of the way. We will come back with more. We got state local news coming up for you. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking through your morning here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood is praising a Madison judge's decision effectively restoring abortion rights in Wisconsin. A Madison judge is ruling that a Wisconsin law passed in 1849 does not ban consensual abortions.
After last year's Dobbs decision, a law passed in 1849 was widely interpreted to be an abortion ban in Wisconsin, and doctors stopped performing the procedure. An appeal is expected to eventually make it to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin's transportation secretary says Wisconsin could lose out on $78 million in federal money for electric vehicle chargers. Craig Thompson says Wisconsin law doesn't allow anyone other than a utility to sell electricity by the hour. Lawmakers are looking to update the state law next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Free Ride Fridays are continuing through the month of December in Stevens Point. You can ride the city's public transportation for free every Friday through December 29th. This is not only a great way to save money, but it also reduces traffic congestion downtown and reduces the environmental impact while you head to work, do your holiday shopping, or just explore. The Wisconsin Rapids Masonic Center is holding a special Christmas event this month. On December 14th, from 5 to 7, Santa Claus will be at 2321 2nd Avenue South in a magically transformed wonderland for all area special needs children from early childhood through 5th grade. Santa extends a heartfelt invitation to them, along with their siblings and parents, to experience the enchantment of Santa's special Christmas. There's no cost for this event, and all special needs children from early childhood through 5th grade are welcome to attend with their families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Finds Klesman left corner. He'll try a three. Good. Max Klesman is not shy here today.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Good taste to Klesman. Another three on the way. Good again. Takes the three. Left corner. He nailed it again. Max Klesman on fire. Timeout. Shaka Smart. Slips to Wigadaro. Bobbled it. Turnover. Here comes Hepburn. 2-on-1. Hestor to his right. The lob. The dunk. Hepburn to A.J. Starr for the flush, and the Badgers lead by 15.
Runs at the wall, rotates to Starr, baseline left. Here's A.J. goes up, slam dunk, count it, and a foul. And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison. On a day where the home team never trailed, the Badgers win it by 11.
On Wisconsin.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
37 this afternoon, under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy, tonight 28, tomorrow high of 46.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone.
Put the brandy, baby, dress the tree. I got the table looking Christmassy. Wrapped up presents, lit all the lights up, it's true.
Little Michael Bublé playing us in. Bublé.
Michael Bubbles.
Michael Bubbles.
Michael Bubbles.
Michael Bubbly. playing us in there. I think one of the better crooners of the last 20-30 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Years. Definitely. Definitely.
Him and Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Kind of cornered.
Although
the
Seth MacFarlane also.
Yeah, that's true. He's not bad.
So I guess the makers of candy corn still haven't gotten the memo that eating it once a year is enough.
As I said.
Just want to get that out.
Man,
there.
I'm telling you, you guys.
Seth, no respect, no respect.
Hey,
no respect.
Who just hated on craisins?
Yeah, well.
Thank you for the delicious cookies, Diane.
Yes, thank you, Diane.
So wonderful. Good. They saved me some.
Did you get donuts, Melissa?
I brought donuts,
yeah. Thank you. They've been doing that.
Yeah, right? But they're nothing compared to Diane's cookies.
Very true, very true. But I'm going to have one of each. And I'm
there you go. You're good to go then, yep.
I get my donut this morning. I'm
I
very
did not
excited.
Make them. Mm-hmm. No, quick Trip is, you know.
Those are great, though, those Quick Trip donuts.
yes, they are.
Love them.
Like I have
the
to admit
blueberry
it.
Ones.
They're very good.
The site candystore.com released its annual list of the most hated holiday candies. And we'll get into this.
Hot dog candy canes. That tops my list.
Number one. Do you want to start at number one or number 10 here?
Let's start at number one this year.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start our way down.
Let's buck the list.
Reindeer corn.
Huh?
It's just regular candy corn with a festival spin.
Yeah, aren't those like, are they They're green, red, white, and green?
Yep, red,
yeah,
white, and
okay,
green.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't think I've ever had those, though, because I just, for whatever reason, I don't think about it for
Well, no, because it's not Halloween.
Christmas, yeah,
you
exactly.
don't even want to eat that. Ever.
Here are the rest of the top 10 most despised holiday candies.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I agree with this one. Christmas nougat. It's chewy and minty and popular with a very select number of people. But there is something about the nougat part.
If it wasn't minty, I would like it.
You're not a mint person?
I'm not.
We
talked about this on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Not me, brother.
Here or there. If I want the flavor, if I want to taste mint, then I'm all in on it.
Yeah,
but if
okay.
I'm not interested, I'm not interested.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Cherry cordials.
Oh yes. We used to buy these.
So bad.
They're not so bad, but my grandpa liked them at one point in his life. And so therefore then it became tradition for us to give him a box of cherry cordials every Christmas. Do you know how many boxes of cherry cordials were in the closet?
Oh no.
Yeah. We did a similar thing with my grandfather.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We didn't know what ever get him. Didn't know what to get them.
Yeah.
He always ate the box of herring we got him.
There you go. Yeah.
Cherry cordials, not so much.
Non-peppermint. I was just going to let it sit there.
Yeah.
Non-peppermint candy canes. Peppermint ones avoided the top 10 this year. So any candy cane that's not peppermint.
Oh, okay. So like all the ones that we went through earlier this week, I suppose. Yeah.
But that is.
That's funny because I prefer the non-peppermint
ones. The more flavored, different flavored ones. Yeah.
And I expected when I was just glancing at this list, I misread that. I thought that it was going to be.
The peppermint ones.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I like the Starburst, the blue ones.
Mm-hmm. Those are good. Oh, yeah. Starburst anything. Man.
Well, yeah. But I like the blueberry ones.
Those are tasty. Man.
I had a great audition last Friday, and it went really well. I found out Sunday morning I did not get the part, but that's all right. You know, I was just happy to be working and stuff. Got to talk to a legend in the industry, and it was only for a brief moment, but got to be around and talk to one, and it was really cool and everything. Carl Reiner was a part of the audition.
Cool.
Now he was just there for like 5 or 10 minutes and barely like looked or talked to me. He kind of talked around me a little bit, but it was still kind of cool.
I'm sorry. Was it Carl, Rob, or Carl?
Did I say Carl?
Yeah, I think.
I meant Rob.
You meant Rob Reiner. Okay.
Because I'm thinking of I'm thinking of all old school TV shows and movies right now because of Norman Lear and stuff.
Right.
So now I've even messed up the guy's name. So I'm definitely not getting a call.
Rob Reiner's like, oh, this guy.
Because he's listening right now.
My luck, Melissa. He probably just happened to tune. In right there.
Let's check out this Maloff guy again.
Meant to. He 5-10 minutes in front of this person. It's a Zoom meeting, all that stuff. The audition goes fairly well, but I'm kicking myself because I left. I dropped the ball here, and I'm thinking about that stuff. And I go and look in the mirror to do something with my hair because they wanted my hair down. And I was going to pull it back, and I look, and I. Just then remembered that like 2 hours or an hour before that, I had a blue candy cane. And guess what? My tongue was blue
really?
Through the whole audition.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, we're not hiring this lizard guy.
That's what's wrong with his
tongue.
The whole
audition, I'm sitting there, like, and thankfully it was a comedy that I was auditioning for and everything. But my God, I one of the bigger auditions I've had in the last 5-10 years, and I did it with a blue tongue. Mr. Overprepared. Mr.
Only you, James.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But I do love those candy kits.
It was totally worth it.
And that's probably not why you didn't get the part. No. I mean, unless you want to blame it on that.
I could have had the perfect red tongue and still probably wouldn't have gotten it. Holiday peeps, whether they're shaped like snowmen or Christmas trees, not a lot of people like them.
Also, no.
No.
Yep,
no,
I agree with this one.
We all agree on that one. Yeah. You're not something... Saw something recently, a comedy bit about peeps, especially like Christmas ones. You're not supposed to eat them.
They're just decorations.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You people have been eating these things? Don't they tell you what their flavor? They're not meant to be eaten. I know ribbon candy does. Ribbon candy comes in at number 6.
Oh, that's old.
That's old school. Yeah.
Old school. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize this. They're actually not making new ribbon candy. It's just the same ribbon candy that's been around since the 30s.
From the 50s.
just keep handing it out.
They couldn't get rid of it, so they're still trying to get rid of it. Yeah.
Well, my grandma used to get this in, like, she'd go to the grocery store and you get bulk. You could get candy out of the bulk bin.
Right, yeah.
And that was included in a mix. So you would get like the ribbon candy, root beer barrels.
Yeah,
they're all awesome. The different like
hard candies,
candies, and they come in a mix.
Man, that was a great day when grocery stores had the candy section.
Mm-hmm.
And that you'd grab a bag and just fill it
with all the different stuff
for 50 cents.
Miss Mr. Bulky's.
Yeah.
Mr. Bulky's was the greatest thing. When you're a kid and you go into this store in a mall that's nothing but candy, and all different kinds, all different kinds.
All the way up to the ceiling, too.
Yeah. Oh.
But I think the ribbon candy hits because it's hard to eat.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to either like break it or because you can't fit the whole thing in your mouth.
No.
Yeah. I'm positive my brother and sister and I tried, though. I'm sure one of us bet the other to do it.
Still the biggest mouth here.
But definitely can't be done. Old fashioned hard candy mix found exclusively at, most grocery stores and in department stores growing up.
There's nothing wrong. You're not going to OD on that stuff. I'll tell you that much. You're just going to get a couple of pieces.
But that is one that the dentists say is not great for your teeth because it stays in your mouth a long time.
So it's like pure sugar. You're right. It
lasts a long time. Yep.
Few times I have disagreed with the list more than when shows up at number 8 here. Of course, again, this is a list of the most hated holiday candies. Yep. One of my favorite holiday candies is when you get the Lifesaver storybooks. I love those.
What?
I love them. How does that show up
it's
on
just
here?
Regular Lifesavers.
And you get like 10 of them.
Yeah.
10 tubes of Lifesavers.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
They have a thing against Lifesavers in general, maybe? I don't know.
I mean,
those were the two things that I would get for Christmas a couple years that mom got these for us every year in our stockings is we get the Lifesavers storybook and a tube of Tootsie Pop. Tootsie rolls.
Those are good.
Yeah,
it was like the bank.
I know what you're talking
about. Cardboard roll
The candy cane that had the M&Ms in it.
Yeah.
We'd get that in the storybook.
Okay. Yeah,
that's usually what we would get on ours. And I love those things.
Yeah.
I will say, I was never a big fan of the butterscotch Lifesavers, and you'd have like a whole row of those, and I'd give it to my sister or something. My sister loved those. Yeah.
I like the pineapple ones.
My favorite. Far and away, my favorite were the pineapples. Those were great books. Those were great.
Yeah.
Chocolate oranges at number 9. If you enjoy mixing the flavors of chocolate and citrus, this is all for you.
I don't think I've ever had those.
Liked it a little
bit. There was a window of 5 years when they were advertising the heck out of those.
Hmm.
You couldn't turn anything on without get our orange, the chocolate orange thing, which, is fine. I've got no problem with orange and chocolate together, but they kind of disappeared after that. I mean, you still get them, but they're just not as popular for whatever reason.
Fruit. There's certain things with fruit and chocolate that are really, really good.
Strawberries and chocolate are usually
pretty good. I'm not a huge fan of that one.
Really?
No. I prefer chocolate-covered craisins.
Of course you would.
And number 10 on the list, peppermint bark.
What?
A dubious poll recently claimed it's actually America's favorite holiday treat. It placed ahead of gingerbread cookies and chocolate Santas, so the poll is obviously not scientific, this one we're looking at here.
Huh.
There's nothing wrong with peppermint bark. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't had it in years, but I would not put it in my like top 10 disliked candies.
No, I can think of more than that.
There's a heck of a lot of candy out there.
There is, yeah.
I mean, and we're just talking American candy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you start looking at European candy.
Or even Canada.
Or even Canada.
Canada's got a lot of different candies.
Or even Africa. I mean, there's tons of different kinds of candies out there.
Every country has its own, you know.
Most popular candies. You know, candies and everything. Like that, yeah.
And I think that it's kind of fun to go down that rabbit hole of seeing different candies.
Oh, man. One of the best is Canadian Smarties, okay?
Ooh.
Smarties in Canada are not like the Smarties we have here, like the chalky,
the little roll ones that you throw at each other.
In Canada, are like M&M's.
What? Ooh.
They look almost exactly like them, but they have a harder shell. And for me, they have like a creamier chocolate. Even better, they're completely nut-free.
Oh, wow.
So, which M&M's are not, so that my son can actually, because, you know, he likes chocolate, but he can't do the M&M's because of the allergies that he has. So I just recently got some. You know, you have to ship it in from Canada, but they are completely peanut and nut free, so he can eat them, which is pretty cool.
I think it's pretty darn cool that we can do that now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
We will take a break. We will come back after I get my mic on.
turned himself
off. Got a little early there.
He censored himself.
Yes. That's for the audience's sake. I'm always looking out for the audience. Be back with more fun on WFHR.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with highs around 37. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 28. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. This is sort of a That Ain't Right story. Okay. It is and it isn't. So you can go ahead and decide with the play-at-home version of the morning show you all have at home. Yep.
That's right.
Spin that dial.
A Florida newspaper is inviting readers to submit their grievances for the year and will print the funniest complaints in celebration of Festivus, a fictional holiday sitcom from the sitcom Seinfeld, of course. The Tampa Bay Times announced the 8th annual Tampa Bay Times airing of grievances, which is open to anyone around the world who wishes to voice their complaints on any subject.
Oh, boy.
The airing of grievances is an integral part of the December 23rd holiday, which also features a display of an unadorned metal pole and feats of strength. The holiday became enshrined in pop culture after being introduced 26 years ago.
Jeez.
In the Seinfeld Season 9 episode, The Strike. The episode features Frank Costanza, played by the legend Jerry Stiller, explaining the traditions of his anti-consumerism holiday. The Tampa Bay Times has set up a Google form for anyone with a grievance to air. The newspaper offered up some example grievances from previous years. Why do you include the stumps in my bagged romaine lettuce? I know I need Rogo, but I am not eating romaine stumps. Mark Nelson of Winnipeg.
Oh. That is your real name.
When my 12-year-old son calls me bro, last time I checked, I'm still your mother. Carrie Beth Hobbs of St. Petersburg, Florida.
My youngest is starting to do the bra bro thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy. Yeah.
You know I've never called myself my mother bro because I'm still here.
Still alive.
I'm still alive. Like that's you know, I've never called my mother anything like that.
Not recommended.
No, not at all. I don't know. I know that this is a silly thing and everything. I kind of like that this is a holiday, a quote-unquote holiday.
A fake
holiday.
That people still celebrate, yeah.
But also, I think that people can get behind that premise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hear you.
You know, I'm not a huge Seinfeld fan. Yes, the show, I would watch it if it was on.
Right.
But I'm not huge into it. But mm-hmm. I do like the idea that it's carried on.
Yes.
For 23 years. From a TV show.
Yeah.
We have so much that businesses and companies push on us and try to get over and try to make happen. Look at the holidays that Hallmark alone has created. You know?
Excellent point.
This came from grassroots. This came from just people. Just mm-hmm. people deciding.
Just doing it, yeah.
We're going to write this script. We're going to make this up.
This is fun. We should do, like, and even extending beyond the Seinfeld world and the writers on that team and Jerry and Larry David and all of them mm-hmm. and everything and Jerry Stiller's input on this idea. Even taking outside of all of that, people, the American people have just taken this and run with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty cool. It didn't take we didn't do this because a business told
us
to.
Was selling something.
Yeah.
If you sign up for Prime.
We thought it'd be fun. Right, yes. We thought it'd be fun. And we just decided that, hey, we're going to go ahead and include this in our December. And mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cool. I like that.
We just brought the show full circle. Not bad, Melissa.
Nicely done.
Very well.
You're
great
welcome.
At that.
Yeah.
Really good at that.
Thank you very much.
Teach a master class on that stuff. We get to some good stories of the day here. And one of them is our Midday Magazine. We're spending the whole hour with Sheriff Sean Becker. Always a good time talking with Sean and talking with all the things that are going on in our community from that angle. Also appreciate our friends, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media being in.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, they will film the whole thing.
Just saw Joe walking around. He's here, ready to go. Yep.
He's setting up.
So not only can you hear the episode later, you can watch the episode.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And be sure to go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to that page.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff on the radio a little bit later. Today we had the Wisconsin Hockey Show at 7:05. Been an up and down year for the Badgers hockey team.
It's been interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good to hear from Coach there. Then looking forward to that. So all that coming up for you. And, of course, everybody be on the lookout for that mischievous merchant Merlin Elf over at Quality Foods IGA.
Yes, indeed.
We will have a new hint for you on Friday. Be listening for that.
Yeah.
All until right. then, keep an eye out for that elf.
You never know. Pop up. Yeah.
You never do know. It is a Wednesday. Wednesdays. Melissa, isn't there something on Wednesdays that we look forward to?
Bingo.
What? Why am I just hearing of this? No. Of course, bingo is tonight at the Elks Lodge. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go support all they do and have some fun doing it at 430 West Jackson Street. Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, enjoy yourself. Enjoy mm-hmm. some great bingo.
Yeah. The 7th annual Christmas Tree Walk is into their second weekend on Friday. They are open from 5 to 8. You can visit the Southwood County Historical Museum and walk through this beautiful event and see all of their Christmas trees and wreaths, I believe, as well. Mm-hmm. And then on the 9th and 10th, they're open from noon to 4. This event is free, and it's welcome to all ages.
Support our friends over at the Southwood County Museum.
Historical Museum.
A big shout-out to our friends over there. December 7th, a day that will live in infamy and we will never forget. Pearl Harbor Remembrance Luncheon. This is from our friends at the VFW, Post 2534. They are showing their appreciation to our veterans with a small token on that day. They are joining with the Second World War. Veterans are encouraged to attend and no charge. Our local VFW does a commemorative ceremony at 10 a.m. at the Buckley Baldwin Post, and lunch is served at noon at the Elks Lodge.
Mm. All right.
Keep that in mind, everybody. And please spread the word about this event, too. Make sure that plenty of people
know
about it.
There's not a lot of those that are going on anymore.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's the only one in the state of Wisconsin, actually, that still does this Remembrance Day. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, it is. They are. And we're very thankful to that they do. Mm-hmm. And we need to spread the word about that all the more, because there should be more celebration towards it, or at least remembrance. I should say celebration, remembrance to this. We got some great high school events going on in the Port Edwards District coming up on the 10th, which is Sunday. Both the choir and band will be playing at the Christmas tree lighting ceremony at 4:45 on Sunday, December 10th. In the Marshall Center in Port Edwards.
Nice.
Keep that in mind and be sure to attend and have some fun
with
that.
Support our kids.
Yep. Yeah. And then over at the Rams Auditorium, one of those places I've always wanted to perform on that auditorium.
That stage. They got a nice theater there.
They do.
Really nice stage.
Nice auditorium.
Some of the best acoustics in town are over there at that time. Monday, the 7th and 8th grade bands will be performing at 6 o'clock.
I will be there for the 7th grade one anyway. Yeah, my son will be playing.
I might meet you there. I might see you there. Yeah. I might. I really would like to attend. That there's going to be so much fun for that. And then Tuesday, the 7th and 8th grade orchestra will be performing over at Rams. And then on the 14th, the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choirs will be performing on December 14th at 6.
Nice.
Great stuff going on all around the area. Great show. Thank you both for a wonderful show.
Good Hoping stuff,
guys,
man.
It's been fun.
You guys have a great morning and enjoy yourselves. And we leave you on a Stephen Wright joke. Woke up this morning and folded my bed into a couch. Almost broke both my arms because it's not that kind of bed.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, so bad.
I spilled spot remover on my dog and now he's gone.
That's a good one.
We have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll talk.